brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we've got James Wesley Rawls, author of Survivors, a novel, The Coming Collapse, with us. You can get his book at Infowars.com and bookstores everywhere. I mean, I was in the bookstore the other day and saw it there on the end cap. But again, it's just so creepy. It's one thing to know, hey, grandpa's got cancer, that he's going to be dead. And then 6 months passes and you're there at the deathbed and you're, you know, and they're dying in front of you. Or, hey, your buddy's in the hospital. He's, you know, they're in a car wreck. He's probably not going to make it. You show up 5 minutes after you're there, the person dies in front of you. Or you see a car running a red light and it seems like 5 minutes in those 3 seconds before it hits you. And, you know, your collarbone's broken. It's like that. It's the slow motion of the New World Order and the twilight zone-ness of world government being announced and coffee shop owners being said, call Homeland Security if somebody pays cash, and TSA groping women and saying they're not. James, I mean, do you not ever pinch yourself at how twilight zoning this has gotten and then think, my gosh, we aren't even into this yet? Our hand isn't even all the way. We've kind of stuck our arm in the badger hole, and now we hear him growling. But he hasn't even bitten into our fingers yet. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I see your point, Alex. We are kind of in a stage now. But I look at that of uncertainty. I look at that as a period of opportunity where people can reorder their finances, you know, get out of dollar-denominated assets and get into precious metals, where people can still go to a local gun show and buy a fully capable gun with no paperwork if they buy it from a fellow private party in most states. The window of opportunity for preparedness still exists, and the window of opportunity to warn others with venues like yours still exists. I think people should take full advantage of these opportunities while they can. You know, we were talking earlier about what's your chances of finding something sophisticated like a night vision scope after everything falls apart. They're just not going to be available. So people should thank God that they have those opportunities to get prepared now. Now is the time to sell that flat panel television and sell your jet ski and go out and buy yourself an M1A. Buy yourself 6 months or a year's worth of food. You have the opportunity now. Grab the bull by the horns, because a couple of years from now, you'll be thanking yourself. In fact, your children will be thanking you. And if you don't, your children will be asking, why didn't you?
Yeah, folks, go to twitter.com/realalexjones. You can see me shooting my M1. Just awesome firearm, incredibly accurate with open sights. A lot better than you know, Mini 14 with open sights, or even a Winchester 30-30 or something like that. It is a heavy gun. You know, we ought to talk about your favorite type of firearms. What's a good, really, you know, light little rifle? Something like a range rifle or something? 223.
Well, I'm fairly fond of the M4 or M4gery, the civilian equivalents, but it's not a very potent caliber. For anybody who's 5'10" or taller, they should be carrying a .308 battle rifle.
.308's got more penetration and
more. Absolutely, yeah. Much longer range, much more power, much more sure stopper, and it's also a big game rifle, so it doubles as a hunting rifle. .223 isn't even legal to hunt deer in most states.
Yes. So, yeah, no, I personally have the .308 and in 7 Mag and Lapua and 50 Cal and all that. I'm just thinking for average folks, because, I mean, I know people...
.308 rules. And the ones that I like the best right now would be the HK91 clones, because the magazines for those are dirt cheap. I do like FALs and M1As, but the magazines and spare parts are getting very, very expensive.
Yeah, I had an HK91, and then it burned up in a house. Stay there. We're going to come right back. You know, I need to get an HK91. That was an awesome rifle. I actually had the HK91, not one of the clones. I want to hear your favorite clone of it. It's a lot less expensive on the other side. Long segment coming up with our guest. Amazing info.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze-Dry Guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
Ease the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
He's written the book, How to Survive the End of the World as We Know It. Not the end of the world, the end of the world as we know it. World War II killed over 100 million people, including 20 million Germans in that collapse. Democide, governments killed over 260 million people in the last century. Government is the number one cause of death, and government collapse is, well, the biggest for the Ukrainians and others. All right, the 12 minutes we've got left, you got the floor. You want to get into preparedness? Let's get into the best firearms training areas, and then basics for people that do live in cities. If somebody can get to the country, give us the top 10 list of what to do to get ready, Mr. Rawls.
Well, I'd say even ahead of firearms, it's important to have a good quality water filter, like either a compact Katadyn filter, or for your house, a big ceramic filter like a big Berkey. Water filtration has to be at the very top of your list, followed by food storage. But then, yes, you have to be ready to defend what you have, and I'm a big believer in .308 battle rifles. I like the HK91 clones, like the either like the Vector or the PTR91 are both quite good. They use original G3 part sets. It's just that it's all built on an American receiver because of the import restrictions, and the original guns were full auto. These are semi-auto only. I think the HK is probably the way to go now, the HK clones, because the magazines and spare parts for so many of the other .308 battle rifles have gotten prohibitively expensive. a spare parts set for an M1A is now a $600 or $700 proposition. But with an HK clone, the parts are readily available, and the magazines are just plain dirt cheap. You can get them for as low as $1 a piece. But you go buying magazines for an M1A, you're talking $20. For a FAL, you're talking $25. And for an AR-10, as much as $30. So I like the HK clones. In terms of handguns, I'm a big believer in 45 automatics. And even though I was a real diehard 1911 shooter for many, many years, I finally made the transition, and I'm now recommending either the Glock Model 21, which is a 45 automatic, or the Springfield Armory XD 45. Both of those are high-capacity, 13-round, 45 automatic pistols that are very, very reliable. Beyond that, of course, communications equipment, first aid gear, and all the training to go with it. For all this stuff, don't think just because you've bought the gear that you're ready. You really need to train with it, practice with it, know it inside and out. Get the best quality training you can. Go get training at places like Gunsight in Arizona or Front Sight in Nevada or Thunder Ranch in Oregon. There's some really good training out there, or work with one of the mobile trainers. It's really important that you get the training to go with this gear.
I agree with you. Expanding on that, what about the component of waking people up in your area so that they're aware of this threat? Even if they laugh at you up front, then once things unravel, they'll start listening to you. But then there's the catch-22. If they didn't get ready, they're not going to be prepared. They're going to be demanding you take care of them.
Well, that's why I recommend that people keep a low profile. I'm all for charity, and I think it's really important that people stock up. I have a 3-year supply for my family here at the ranch, but I don't look at that as a 3-year supply for one family. I look at that as a 1-year supply for 3 families. Be ready to dispense charity, but be ready to do so through an intermediary so you can keep a low profile. You want to dispense that charity through your local church, for example, quietly. You just get together with your church elders and say, okay, I've got some extra food. I want to make it available. I don't want my name to ever be mentioned. That's my take on charity.
Because you know the old African saying, no good deed goes unpunished.
Yes, and the old Japanese proverb, the nail that sticks up gets hammered down. So it's important that people do stock up in depth and be prepared. And, you know, you might want to get set up with a good old-fashioned hand-crank mimeograph machine and a couple of good old-fashioned manual typewriters, because you may have to make a local newspaper with no power grid out there to support you. But you want to be able to distribute information in your local community and be ready to do that at the drop of a hat. It's old school.
What's your gut on the different variants of collapses, you know, running from bad to worse? I mean, obviously we're in a depression and it's going to get a lot worse. This is only the beginning, but I mean, is it a 50% chance this stuff's going to unfold, 80%?
Oh, boy. I don't like to put percentage chances on things, Alex. All I can say is there's definitely the chance for the worst case, which it would be a grid down collapse. But there's a very high likelihood that we're at the minimum going to see a decades long depression that'll start out deflationary and then flip over into the nastiest hyperinflation you could imagine. So we're going to get whipsawed by first deflation and then mass inflation. That's probably the most likely course of events. But that outside chance, that outlier, that black swan, is the possibility of a grid down collapse. And if you're prepared for the absolute worst case, or a grid down collapse, then you can take anything lesser in stride.
Don't let me interrupt. Continue with how people get ready.
Well, I suggest that people study up as best they can. Yeah, I like selling copies of my book, but people can get to my blog and dig in through the archives free of charge. Again, it's survivalblog.com. There's thousands and thousands of articles, all available free of charge. Dig in. You have no excuse. I mean, even if you're unemployed and have to use a library computer, you can get on the internet and dig in and research this stuff. stock up to the best of your ability, as best as your budget will allow. Team up with like-minded people in your church, in your neighbors, family members, whoever. Do so quietly. You don't want to start some enormous local organization and put a target on your back, but very quietly team up with your neighbors, stock up, train, cross-train with the skills that are available within your group. There's probably someone who's prior service military. They can teach, small unit tactics and things like NBC. You probably have people that are firefighters or former firefighters that can teach everything from CPR to, how to save a house from burning down. Even the oldest member of your local community that's in your group probably knows how to do home canning and all those old-fashioned skills. And they, again, can cross-train everyone else. It's all a matter of teamwork, and it's a matter that you need to start with prayer. Sit down and pray about it. If you feel convicted, get prepared. Study up. Take full advantage of the free resources that are out there. And do the very best you can to prepare for your families.
Author of Survivors, James Wesley Rawls, is our guest here for just a few more minutes. He'll be back with us on the InfoWars Nightly News Friday. I would add I've done deep research on the very best gravity-fed stainless steel water filters out there, and I have chosen the ProPure as the best for my family. The others are great as well, but it's heads above. And by the way, we do sell those, and then it also supports our news operation when you buy the ProPure filters at InfoWars.com. That's in the preparedness section. I never even talk about those. I should more because they're amazing. They're bigger. They're better. They're impregnated with colloidal silver. ProPure water filters at InfoWars.com. In the few minutes we've got left, obviously Friday we'll go through your blog and go through some other areas. It's just that looking at this, with the whole depression we're seeing, it's good to just have storable food in case things continue to collapse because you'll at least have food.
Sure. I often like to say that storage food is not just for the worst case, not just for a disaster. It's also for personal disasters. What if you get laid off? You're out of work for 6 months. Well, food is one item you're not going to have to worry about. You'll always have food on the table. Also, by buying in bulk when you buy your storage food, you're eating cheap. If you buy rice in little one-pound packages at the store, you're paying five times the price you would pay if you buy it in the 50-pound sacks. So buy the 50-pound sacks, get some five-gallon food-grade plastic buckets, and bucket it up yourself. It's common sense. It's a good old-fashioned skill, and it saves money.
I have one last question.
Win-win-win.
It is a win-win-win. I have one last question for you. I'm seeing a huge awakening, especially in the military and police. 70%+ of donations for all the candidates are to Ron Paul. Do you see the same awakening that I'm seeing, and how does that factor in 1 minute?
Oh, absolutely. If you look at the growth of the preparedness movement, it's basically just doubling each year. Ever since Hurricane Katrina, it's been doubling. And there's a larger and larger percentage of our population that's catching on, that's waking up, and it's getting off their tails and doing something about it. All I can say is keep it up and spread the word. Get people listening to Patriot Radio. Get people teamed up locally and train together and stock up the best you can. That's the bottom line, because you really can't do too much more.
And I think that's why God's given us time, so that people like yourself and myself and many others who did have it put on our heart to get ready for this new world order and get laughed at, now it's all happening. Now people are finally listening because, unfortunately, we've been proven right.
That's right. Yeah, we're on a slippery slope, and our window of opportunity, pardon me for mixing metaphors, but our window of opportunity is closing. So make the very best of the time available to stock up. And first, get right with God. Second, get your beans, bullets, and Band-Aids together.
Well, that's what I've tried to explain to people. Folks, you better not take the Internet for granted. This show, all this. I mean, look, I moved to the country and getting a deeper well dug and got guns. I mean, I know there's a very good chance this is going to go completely haywire. And if it doesn't, great, I live out in the country. James, we're going to be talking to you coming up Friday. God bless you. I appreciate all the time. I'll say bye to you during the break, okay?
Thanks, Alan.
Thank you. All right, we'll be right back.
IRS, the three most dreaded letters of the alphabet. If you owe back taxes, have unfiled tax returns, are receiving threatening letters, or have IRS agents coming to your home or place of business, you need an experienced IRS agent fighting on your side. Call the Tax Relief Division of the Law Offices of Craig Zimmerman at 800-798-7085. Spearheaded by a former IRS agent, we know how to negotiate a reduction in the tax you owe, stop wage garnishments, lift bank levies, and negotiate an affordable repayment plan. With 17 years as a practicing attorney and an A-plus Better Business rating, we'll get the IRS off your back once and for all. In fact, recently, when an IRS employee had a tax problem, she called us. Stop being afraid and call right now for your free consultation at 800-798-7085. The phone call is free and there's no obligation, so call 800-798-7085. Again, that's 800-798-7085. Actual results based on individual client circumstances.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
Concerned, obviously, about the collapse being so real. He didn't even want to do video Skype with us. And, you know, I started thinking about the fact, I'm this talk show host. I'm so out there in the open, and I covet my privacy, and I'm sacrificing my privacy to do this. I'm not complaining. I just hope people really consciously get it, that we're sacrificing a lot to bring you this info. And again, I'm not saying thank me or call in and thank me. I'm not asking for that. Don't get me wrong. I'm saying this is a big deal, what you're hearing. I mean, this it took a blood, sweat, tears crawling up from nowhere to build this platform I've got today. From nowhere. Access Television, 1995. And it's because of the grace of God, and it's because of you, the supporters over the years, spreading the word about our work. And I mean, go back to people in 1997. I still had two jobs, two part-time jobs, because I couldn't get a full-time job. I had two part-time jobs, and I was doing a radio show by then, five nights a week, and getting paid almost nothing. And I was doing the Access TV show. So I was working about 16 hours a day then. And loving every minute of it, but crawling and scraping just to be able to reach people any way I could. And then I made that film, America Destroyed by Design. And I had a computer phone line to my computer where people could call and make credit card orders. And then I'd have to get my dad a couple nights a week to come over because I wasn't good at computers to help process the computer orders, you know, maybe like 5, 6, 7, 8, 10 a day, and then build up enough money to stop doing the jobs so I could do media full time. It's funny, though. We're never good at tooting our horn about how big we are. And until a few years ago, people would still say, what's your day job? Oh, I don't know. A few years ago, I was on about 70 AM and FM stations, XM, number one alternative news site in the world. I don't know what my day job is. What's yours? But again, I realize in this world, it's all bling and all that. Is about people knowing, hey, this is a success because that's what's respected. We should tell you more, the new listeners, our successes, where we've been right. But it is, I'm always too busy covering the next thing to tell you how right we are. Like I saw the Young Turks website last night. I was looking at some YouTube videos. Of course, our YouTube channel has many times more views than they do. My radio show dwarfs their XM show. We're on XM too. But that's not what irritated me. It was the statement of the number one news show on the web. Well, that's pure baloney. I am the number one news show, bar none, by Google Analytics, Alexa, YouTube, no one is close. No one is close. And it's irritating to watch some guy posing as an anti-establishment person. He has promo videos with Al Gore telling him how great he is. With current TV with like 5,000 viewers at any one time, just total paper tiger facade. And then the whole site is how they're number one in all this in the alternative media when they're not alternative media. You're on Al Gore, the criminals, stinking network, a disgusting piece of eugenics trash who owns oil companies in the rainforest and then is lecturing us about the environment when he's a larcenous crook, Al Gore is. But then I realized that young turd guy, it's like the young turds, that's what it is. He is just an idiot and probably does think he's the number one thing. Again, I don't care about being number one except that I am, and I'm sick of fakes saying they're number one. We're number one and then some. Okay, number one and then some. Number one and then some. But then I realized they attacked me a few years ago for saying CPS is taking children. That's Communist Pedophile Services. You know, it's Child Protective Services. And I was going over how they take people's kids and how they have record numbers of raping them and all this, which is all in the Justice Department's own numbers, five times more likely than any other group. And he made a joke on his show and then the next and said I was lying and no such thing as CPS. And the next show he goes, oh, I got a lot of emails and calls. CPS, oh, that's what my wife is. We just call it something else in New York. I mean, here he is. He doesn't even know what CPS is and his wife's one. I mean, that's what I mean. They're just people that don't know about the real world are like children. They're like children, and they make me want to throw up. So maybe I should wear a suit and have a fancy set and be real arrogant and pull up in a limousine and have bling and all this stuff just so the sheeple pay attention. Because I just want to wake them up to the New World Order eugenics program and poison in their food and water. And you know, they're having to plant separate crops for the honeybees of regular non-GMO because it's killing them all. You know, I'm into the real world, mega level stuff, and I see this fake alternative media run by Al Gore prancing around. It makes me want to throw up.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off of your teeth both as a vapor and as particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 10 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
We're only making plans for Nigel. As this future in our British steel, we're only making plans for Nigel. Nigel's whole future is as good as steel. Yeah.
Nigel Farage is our guest, and the guys pulled up some music there. I guess I never heard it before. Making plans for Nigel. Sound like a bunch of commies now or something. Oh, it's a powerful music introducing. In fact, reset right there. Go to my Beowulf music. That's great. We've got to have proper drum roll for the Ron Paul of the UK helping expose the tyrants of the Euro dictatorship. This is proper intro to Nigel Farage. Here it is. Sovereignty of the UK and England, and nobody liking really standing up to Herman Van Rompuy and the other scallywags there in the EU dictatorship. He's elected out of England there to the EU Parliament, which has no authority. Upwards of 80% of their laws are made by the dictatorship. Greece is in flames. The heads of the EU admit it's a takeover. He's got breaking news with a member of the Greek government that told him something that he's going to break here. He'll also give us his take on Ron Paul. Nigel Farage, or Farage, joins us from UKIP.org from England. Thank you so much for giving us time, sir. Good to have you there with us.
There's a big story going on here, Alex, and people need to know about it.
There is. You've got the floor. Tell us what's going on in Greece.
Well, as you all know, we've got this project called the Euro, where a whole series of different economies were forced together, and the ambition was that once you had a single currency, you would be able to forge a new state of Europe, regardless of the fact that we all speak different languages and have different cultures, but this was the plan. Many of us from the start warned that this simply economically could not work because there wasn't actually a government for Europe. And what is happening inevitably is that the north and the south of Europe are dividing into two because of their different economies. And now what we've got is a European Union, which is behaving not in an undemocratic way, but in a deliberately democratic way. They have removed the elected Prime Minister of Greece and replaced him with one of their own puppets. And even a country the size of Italy, their Prime Minister has gone and been replaced by a former EU commissioner. And now what's happening is we're pushing upon these people austerity measures that are driving them into depression. You know, I know that the economies in the States and in England haven't been great the last couple of years. If I tell you now that in Greece, we have had five consecutive years of the economy contracting, and the fourth quarter figures for 2011 have just come through to show that that decline is now accelerating. It is now running at 7% per annum. That is the shrinkage in the Greek economy. And the people are getting to the state where, frankly, about a quarter of the population in Greece can barely afford to feed themselves. And people are now taking to the streets. And on Sunday, 80,000 people in Athens tried to storm the parliament. There were 5,000 police that were put in position using CS gas and everything else to stop them and to keep them out of the parliament. But 10 major buildings in the center of Athens burned. This is getting very, very serious. And my fear, my great fear, is that if we go on treating Greece like a colony, with its pride stripped, its democracy gone, with it being run by unelected bureaucrats, I think the result of this will be a revolution, and I really mean that.
I mean, how much more obvious, sir, does it have to get until we realize the euro is run by these big mega banks and admits it's trying to take over people's sovereignty, and no matter how many bailouts there are, the countries only go deeper into debt, and then now these technocrats are being put in charge over all these countries? I mean, how much will Europe put up with?
Well, that's a good question. And of course, when we talk about the bailouts, remember that all we're doing is we're giving the Greek government money so that it can pay it back to the banks that stupidly lent them the money in the first place. So none of this bailout money is actually helping the Greek people at all. And despite this dramatic fall in living standards, the current terms, and I have to say these are German-dominated terms, whether one likes it or not, that's the truth, and the current terms are for a pay cut of another 22%. Of all the public sector employees. We saw the 80,000 people in Athens. There were all protests going on in every single major Greek city and town. And you know, you get to a point where you say, just, you know, what else can people do? I mean, if you can't change your future through the ballot box, violence is the only resort you have left. Now, they deployed 5,000 police, as I just mentioned, on Sunday. The Greek Prime Minister said, we will not tolerate this behavior. But there is one encouraging sign that has come out, and that is a statement that was issued earlier on today by the Greek Police Federation, who said they were unhappy about some of the tactics being used. So you see, the point is this. If the Greek police force in the end refuse to take these orders, then there will be a revolution that will tear down the very fabric of this whole elected puppet government. The trouble is, Alex, that, you know, when these things happen, it tends to result in quite a heavy loss of life as well. So I'm not pessimistic in the sense that I think these plans for, you know, this sort of new order of government where bureaucrats take over from Democrats, I think in the end the people are going to rebel and bring it down, but it may happen at a terrible, terrible price.
Now, you, of course, helped found the UKIP party, and now it's the fastest-growing party in the UK. Your ideas of basic liberty, pretty much libertarian school of thought, basic freedom, Magna Carta, really 1776-type ideas, is now spreading over Europe. And when I say you are now the Ron Paul, not just of England or the UK, but you're seeing now more and more
in Europe itself as a focal point, because you boldly have accurately called exactly what the EU bureaucracy was going to do. But now the EU bureaucracy themselves are saying we've got to have a carbon tax on all aircraft for a global government, new world order. Now Ban Ki-moon is saying global tax, world government. Now Germany's saying, yes, no single family dwellings now to be built under carbon taxes. I mean, these are real authoritarians. I see articles out of England where they're saying the state will take control of all children at birth and to keep your children will be probationary. I mean, it's like 1984. How much more obvious does this EU world government tyranny have to get? What's your prognosis on how long they can keep going? Because it's just naked control freak tyranny at a cartoon level.
Well, there are two things that are going to break it, as I say, in those Mediterranean countries. And just have a think about this statistic. Youth unemployment in those Mediterranean countries is now 50% of young people unemployed. The deflationary death spiral of 7% contractions annually in the economies of these countries. So, I the cat's out of the bag. I think people are waking up. What we're really waiting for, I think in many of these countries, we need some more strong leaders to emerge. We need some people with clear thinking. We need some people that understand that democracy and liberty are things that are so vital and important in a free country, that indeed our grandparents actually went to war to defend those very principles that are now being surrendered. And the other thing in the end, I think, that might break it too, are the markets. Because whatever they try and do in Europe, and they say, oh, well, it's all the speculators. But what the bond markets reflect is that investors realize that these countries are basically going bankrupt. And it's all well and good. They can bail out Greece. They can turn Greece into a colony. They can do the same with Portugal. Small countries. But remember, the question that is now being asked is, what about Italy too? Italy is a big country in European terms with 62 million people. It's one of the biggest countries in Europe. And it seems to me that when the bond markets take flight in Italy, and I confidently predict that will happen, then, you know, however much money they print, whatever kind of Ponzi scheme they try and come up with, I think the Italian problem may prove to be just too big to them. So it could end in financial chaos as well.
All right. Now, again, I'm not just, here praising you for no reason. Your debates, your discussions, the articles you've written going back years are all there on record. You accurately predicted what is now happening in Spain and Portugal and Italy. You predicted what would happen in Ireland. Everybody's seeing that globalism is death to a country. But we're also learning that most of this debt is the government signing on to the big mega banks' debt. And the mega banks are using the crisis to try to shut down all their competition. They're trying to move the power to Frankfurt, as you've exposed. So there's this major internal power struggle going on in the elites. We saw your own prime minister go from being a cheerleader for the euro takeover of what's left of the UK to now having to reverse himself. I want to ask you why he did that and what does that move signify?
Well, David Cameron went to a summit before Christmas, and if you remember, he was supposedly going to veto this new European treaty, this fiscal union treaty. The truth of it is, he was a reluctant hero. He didn't really want to do that. But the financial transaction tax that was being proposed would have meant Britain paying 80% of the bill, and it would have closed down our biggest single industry. In Britain, we're good at financial services. I don't mean mega banks. I mean the insurance industry. I mean the investment fund industry. I mean the foreign exchange industry. Britain was a reluctant hero, but they've managed to drop that proposal, and he has now collapsed, and he is now supporting openly the plan for democracy to be abolished across the whole of Europe, and people like my old friend Herman Van Rompuy to become effectively unelected dictators. Cameron, believe you me, guys, Cameron is part of the problem, not part of the solution. He supports carbon taxes. He's a total believer that we need supranational organizations to control our industries and our output. And Cameron is, in fact, disappointing now. I think millions millions of right-minded, conservative, Eurosceptic, patriotic voters in Britain. And the Conservative Party in Britain is in real crisis now.
All right, expanding on the mood in Britain, the mood in the United States, the mood in Europe, people are waking up to the New World Order, but these bureaucrats are not even disagreeing with you. They're saying in The Economist magazine and Rumpy and the new head of the EU are all saying, yes, we're going to set the rules and you can't vote on it. Yes, we're going to send tax collectors into your country. Yes, we're going to do whatever we want. And yes, so instead of denying it, they're just giggling wildly when I watch these debates on C-SPAN or on YouTube and laughing at you and looking like, you know, miscreant villains out of a Bond movie. Why are they so arrogant, and will it backfire on them?
They're arrogant because they hold the cards at the moment. You know, they are in possession of the status quo. It is the tyranny of the status quo. But you're quite right about their arrogance. This afternoon, I met Mr. Monti, who is now the appointed Prime Minister of Italy. And he was effectively just sticking two fingers up to us and saying, look, I'm in charge, whether you like it or not, this is the way that it's going to be. So there is sort of a mood of hubris amongst these people going around at the moment, but I still believe that Nemesis will follow, because the markets will break them, and the peoples of Europe, the peoples of particularly the Mediterranean, you're going to see revolutions, Alex. I mean it. You're going to see mass movements that bring these governments down. You cannot drive people into hopeless poverty. You cannot remove them of their pride and self-respect and not get a massive reaction. And I think what we saw in Athens on Sunday with those, I mean, you know, anyone that's seen the TV pictures, they're incredible pictures. I mean, here is this ancient capital of Greece, you know, the country that invented democracy, and much of it going up in flames. And as far as I'm concerned, you ain't seen nothing yet, because these new proposals are so bad that you push people too far, they will respond and react. I would rather this didn't have to happen. I would rather we had proper democratic solutions, but I'm afraid the bad guys have possibly just got too much power now for anything other than some massive social upheaval bringing it down.
Well, everybody uses Hitler as an analogy, but you've got to use it if it fits. You talked about Europe militarily trying to take over Russia and England, Britain, and, you know, Hitler turning east like Napoleon. Now these bureaucrats have that same megalomania, power-mad hubris, and they're going wild, and they're telling Greece, we're going to take even private pension funds. They're now announcing that here, take part of them. They're telling Portugal that. Now your own pension fund is supposedly welfare, while saying, you know, you have to live under austerity, but then the governments themselves are stealing trillions of dollars to give it to their friends. They're the ones that are really on corporate welfare. And so it's just all coming to a head. And you mentioned that you met with a member of the Greek government. And tell folks that story.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you this story. Last week, I was in Brussels, and I got a request from a guy, could he come and see me? An elderly man in his middle, late 70s with a very distinguished career behind him. This guy had been a Greek ambassador to several major countries around the world, and he'd even, on behalf of the Greek government, negotiated, back in the early 1980s, Greece's membership of the European community. So I'm talking about somebody here who is a real establishment figure in Greece, and a very charming and a very nice man in many ways. What he told me frightened the life out of me. He said to me, Nigel, I got to tell you that at the weekend, I went down to the back streets of Athens and I bought myself a Kalashnikov. And I looked at him and I sort of blinked a bit and thought, did I hear that right? He said, yes. He said, I got to tell you that myself and my friends, those of us that are comparatively well off, we live on the outskirts of Athens. We live in big detached houses, and we're all going down and for 100 euros buying Kalashnikovs because we believe the time is close when we're going to have to defend our property. So desperate are the ordinary poor people for food and possession. And when you think about, you know, somebody of that social status who is so scared he's buying a Kalashnikov to defend his family, you realize that we've actually got in some of these countries, we are on the edge. We are literally on the edge of a total breakdown in society. And, you know, I'm sure there are some big banks and big industrialists who perhaps are rubbing their hands and saying, well, the sooner Greece goes bankrupt, the better, because we can buy up the shipyards and buy up the islands and buy up the land. But the sheer price in human suffering, I don't think that, frankly, the world's normal, formal media is not giving the right level of attention to.
Well, the globalists are going to have a lot of trouble ever getting away with this. I mean, that's the problem. They're committing such huge crimes. Look what they did in Argentina 12 years ago. They've done this over and over again. And the worst part is they then scapegoat capitalism and blame it when this is not capitalism doing this. This is bureaucratic crony insiders robbing everyone.
Yeah, I mean, it's almost a new form of communism, isn't it, really? You know, if you think about it, it is the state and the big banks wanting to control absolutely everybody's lives. They couldn't give a damn about how much human suffering and misery they cause. They're stripping away the basic fundament of liberty, of democracy, of all the things that we in the West have held dear for years. And I have to say that for many, many years over here, I was a very lonely voice. But I tell you what, I'm hearing more voices now, and there are more people, even amongst the political class, who are now having the courage to stand up and say things.
Amazing. Nigel Farage, one last segment with you. We'll be back with some other key questions straight ahead.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products, but increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water, and because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
If you're having any problems with the IRS or a local revenue agency, I understand and I can help. I'm tax attorney Tony Dennison. When I was a kid, the IRS came after my mother's house because of mistaken information. Ever since then, I've dedicated my life to defending people in trouble with the IRS. I'm a real tax attorney, which means I have two law degrees, a standard law degree known as a JD, and a tax law degree known as a Master's of the Laws in Taxation. I've been practicing for 10 years, and I've helped many of your fellow citizens in tax trouble. If you're in tax trouble, you don't need to be alone, and you don't need to call one of those fake lawyer clearinghouses. Call me, Tony Dennison, at Dennison Tax Law, 952-886-7141, or on the web at DennisonTaxLaw.com. It may be the best call you make all year. Dennison Tax Law, 952-886-7141, and again, on the web at DennisonTaxLaw.com.
All right, final segment. I could talk to this guy for 10 hours. He's a hard guy to get on with. He was just meeting with the new appointed dictator of Italy right before he got on the show. But here he is with us, the Ron Paul of Britain and now of Europe. I mean, really emerging as the main focal point leader along with UKIP, UKIP.org. If folks want to get involved with a true group fighting for sovereignty against this global tyranny. We were talking during the break about him surviving a horrible freak plane crash that the pilot's still in really bad shape from.
and how suspicious that was, but hopefully they won't have a second one, because then it will really be obvious. We were talking about getting out of the euro, but you were pointing out during the break it's designed as a fraud, and so it's like impossible to get out of unless people just wake up to the fraud.
Yeah, I mean, these guys that set this European project up were very, very clever, very, very devious people, and they wrote the treaties in such a way that you were designed to get into the thing, but never, ever to be able to get out of the thing. It's rather like a lobster pot or a crab pot. There's a nice, juicy bait, and you can get into the pot easily, but getting out is impossible. So there are no provisions in the European treaties for any country ever leaving the euro. That is how they set this whole thing up. These are bad people, and as far as I'm concerned, these treaties should be declared null and void, because, you know, the most massive fraud has been perpetrated upon the peoples of Europe. And I think the great public, you know, in France and in Germany, the ordinary people are beginning to wake up to what's been done in their names.
Ron Paul, what's your perspective on how the media has been ignoring him and demonizing him?
It's fascinating. I must say, the more I listen to and the more I read what Ron Paul has to say, the more fascinated and the more respect I have for this guy, because this guy's got courage. He understands that people want to be set free from big government, and he's not, you know, he's not scared of taking on any issue at all. And, you know, I watch him. There was one of the primaries the other day where Ron Paul got 27%, an amazing figure. And yet the BBC virtually refuse to even admit the fact that he's actually contesting the race. And I understand that many conventional parts of the US media have been the same. And it's kind of, you get a Ron Paul figure that comes along and challenges basic assumptions. And perhaps, to some extent, I've tried to do some of the same things over on this side of the Atlantic. And it's like a media blackout. So I just admire Ron Paul. He's worked hard at this for years. And whilst he's not going to become the president, I think the ideas that he's sowing in America, and particularly amongst the younger generation, those ideas will survive long after Ron Paul.
All right. In closing, sir, and I'm again an honor to have you with us right after your meeting with the dictator of Italy. Is the tide turning? Has it turned, or are we close to turning it? I mean, where would you put us on a timeline? Because I mean, now you can see the euro collapsing. It's being talked about more, or will it just collapse into something even worse?
We are now entering in Europe the single most dangerous period that we've been in since 1945, and I don't say that lightly. This is because as the project fails, the determination of its authors to maintain the project becomes greater. We've already seen them do things that nobody could have believed. The removal of elected prime ministers in Greece and Italy, perhaps being the best example of that. I even wonder if in the end the Greek police force won't put down their own citizens, whether the EU itself might even move a force in. These people are bad people. They are capable of virtually anything. But however strong their determination to keep this thing going, the fact is that the fundamentals, the economic fundamentals, say that in the end the global markets are going to break it, and there is going to be the most massive rebellion across Europe. In some countries, it will manifest itself in the ballot box. In other countries, it will manifest itself, as I've said already tonight, in some kind of revolution that will take place. I think, I have to say, all the years I've been in politics, I think in terms of Europe and its future, 2012 is the key crucial year. I believe, if I have to make a prediction, I believe, however hard they try, that Greece will leave the euro this year. She will go back to the drachma, she'll have a devaluation, her economy will start recovering, and then the Portuguese will say, we want out too, and the Spanish will say,
incredible,
we want out too.
Incredible.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.